from the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in the News. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation, along with Gary Wilcox from the Powhatan Nation. Our guest today is Brad Pine, an Anishinaabe entrepreneur from Garden River First Nation and the visionary founder behind Waboose.ca and the E-Tribe Media Network. Brad has spent years building digital platforms dedicated to uplifting Indigenous businesses, artists, healers, and cultural bearers. From business directories to mobile apps and social platforms, we're excited to hear his story and learn more about the movement he's leading in the digital world. Indigenous in the News starts now. I'm Larry Kay, and joining us from our Miami studios is Gary Wilcox. How you doing today, Gary?
Doing well, Larry. Our guest today is Brad Pine. He is transforming how Indigenous people connect, promote their businesses, and share their culture through technology. We're thrilled to have him here on our show today and to talk about his vision, his work, and the future of Indigenous-led digital innovation. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Salute. Hey, thanks a lot, Garrett.
Yes. Welcome, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. And you guys got a great show going down there, and we're just happy to be a part of it, you know?
Yes, right on.
Brad, so let's get started. Can you tell us how the idea of Waboose first came to you and what problem you wanted to solve for Indigenous communities the most?
Yeah, well, Waboose has quite the evolution. Waboose back in, you got to remember the E-Tribe Network, we started back in the late 90s, early 2000s at the beginning, our first kick at the cat, I guess you want to call it. And Waboose at that time was a search engine.
Okay.
And so it was basically search on Waboose and look for any type. You search for anything. You're looking for shoes. It'll always come up as an Indigenous business that was selling shoes, right? Mm. So that was the first, the beginnings of Waboose. Fast forward to 2020. What are we in now? 2020. Fast forward to 2022 and the reinvention of the E-Tribe Media Network. Waboose became a travel app. Still basically a search engine again, but geared towards more as a travel app, as a mobile app, because back in the day we didn't have it was just a website. So now we have the Waboose travel app. And yeah,
wow,
that's you know, the evolution of that, of the beginning of Waboose.
Cool. What does the name Waboose represent, and why was it important to build this platform from the Anishinaabe and Indigenous perspective?
Waboose is an Ojibwe word that means rabbit.
Okay.
So if you look at the logo, you'll see that we have a rabbit there. One of the animations that we have is that when you actually go and do a search, or if you're looking for something, the rabbit will actually take off the screen and basically come back with your search results or whatever you're looking for, right? So it's kind of one of those kind of nice little visual looks, right? With the rabbit.
Cool.
The platform was built with an Indigenous perspective because, yeah, there is a lot of, we feel that there was a lot of no representation of places to find Indigenous businesses, organizations, and that type of thing. So we really wanted to fill that void.
Was that your vision, the whole thing? You started this from scratch?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I like the way you think.
Yeah, exactly.
For those hearing about it for the first time, how do you describe Waboose and the E-Tribe Network in one or two sentences?
Yeah, so Waboose is basically an Indigenous travel app. It's made for it's made for any type of travelers within Turtle Island, and actually globally, we're kind of pushing on a global scale. But the travel app is basically you get out into wherever you are or wherever you're going, you push the search button, or you're looking for food or a place to stay or whatever it is, mm-hmm. all of the results that come back will be in Indigenous businesses. So
awesome. That's awesome. Kind of well,
and that basically is the eTribe network. The eTribe network's philosophy is basically to support Indigenous businesses, create, kind of unify the Indigenous communities. You know, in Turtle Island, we're talking North Turtle Island, Central Turtle Island, and Southern Turtle Island, which we kind of call that as, you know.
Sort of like a price line for the Indigenous world, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Some manner.
Sure.
Yeah. So but the eTribe network, that's kind of our full deal, is try to unify Indigenous businesses, Indigenous people, to kind of bring them all together so that we can actually, you know, do different types of trading and use different types of, you know, use the gas stations, use the convenience stores, you know, all the different opportunities that are out there, especially for travel. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Now, you build both a website and a mobile app. Awesome. What features are you most proud of, and what makes Waboose different from other mainstream business directories out there?
We did the website and the mobile app mm-hmm. for two reasons. The website, once we created the website, we can use that to, once we put it on the internet and have the you know, the search engines and everything else can find it a lot easier than if it was just an app. When it's just an app, it takes a lot more marketing, a lot more budgeting to get it out there into the masses. So we kind of use that as our template for all of the apps that we've created.
Mm-hmm.
Website development component of it is that, again, Indigenous communities, some of them, they don't have access to telephones, apps, smartphones. So connectivity is an issue. So websites are usually the way that the older generation that's out there, you know, the older generation kind of is not using smartphones and using apps to, you know, navigate anywhere.
Right.
So for them to actually be able to use the website on their computers or their laptops or whatever it is, would be a lot mm-hmm. easier for them too. So there's kind of a method to our madness there.
Right.
The difference between mainstream directories? Well, I don't think, I guess it is kind of a directory, but it's not a directory. Waboose is more of a travel companion or a travel app. So you can have it inside your vehicle and you can find the nearest restaurant. It'll actually give you directions to the nearest restaurant. It'll give you directions to the nearest gas station. You just push the buttons and you can just go where you need to go. If you're traveling and you need to stay somewhere, you just open up Waboose, push the stay button, and it'll locate where you are on the app, and it'll show you the nearest hotel, lodge, whatever it is, a place to stay. So
that work in the United States as well, or just in?
That works globally. That works United States, Canada, South America, everywhere. It's a GPS located.
Does it understand your tribal language yet?
That's, you know what, that's one of the things that we want to incorporate into the app for sure. We want to be able to translate all of the Indigenous languages.
Right on. So, cool.
It's marketing, and it's the ability for the non-Indigenous communities to actually be able to use the app too. So there's kind of a double-edged sword there, where we want the non-Indigenous people to use the app, mm-hmm. you know, to support Indigenous businesses. You know, we don't want to go way overboard.
Right.
We want to make sure that we have a nice balance of, it's easy for German traveler to get off the airplane in Florida, push the button, find a native restaurant to eat at, or an Indigenous restaurant to eat at, and an Indigenous place to stay, or whatever they're looking for,
right,
to help support the Indigenous communities.
Nice.
What were some of the biggest technical challenges that your team faced creating an Indigenous-centered digital ecosystem?
Yeah, budget, right. Number one, always a very, very expensive endeavor. we bootstrapped a majority of the apps together. So again, starting with the website development and the then incorporating the different the apps, the Android app, and then the Apple app. Yeah, so that's marketing. Again, marketing to Indigenous businesses globally. Again, that's a, you know, that's a feat in itself. Fortunately, we've been around enough so that we can kind of play off of different websites and apps that we already have, like ResFox and Tomahawk and those types of things. We already got a foot in the door for some of those marketing advantages. And again, 627 First Nations in Canada, what is it, 5-something in the United States. So we have the ability to make those calls to, you know, access those economic development people and help them understand the product and move the product into the Indigenous businesses that are, you know, underneath their umbrellas, right?
How does Waboose help Indigenous business owners gain visibility beyond their local region?
One of the things that Waboose as a platform is pushing for now, we're creating partnerships with different tourism organizations globally, not just in Canada or United States. We're looking at tourism operators that are in Germany and in China and those different types of places that have that need or that want to come and have the Indigenous experience in some way, shape, or form. So we're starting to make partnerships with those. We're making partnerships with, again, local Indigenous tourism organizations also too, in Canada, United States.
Nice.
So all of our marketing, all of the social media and everything that we do, it always pushes Waboose, which basically pushes every Indigenous business that's a part of that, part of our platform.
Right on. I'm also excited to learn about the ResFox and the Tomahawk 141 apps. You know, can you brief us on these two popular apps and kind of just give us a little rundown on it?
Yeah, ResFox has been around for a while. It's kind of, you know, one of those OG companies or apps, or it actually has just been turned into an app probably about less than a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. It's currently on a, it's currently being totally revamped and redeveloped. So it's kind of one of those apps that are just kind of lagging along, but there's going to be a big push on it in the next little while. ResFox was made for Indigenous people to find Indigenous people. It's basically an online dating app. We want to move that to more of an online dating app, friendship app, educational app, which has an educational component inside of it where users can come in and not just try to find a date or trying to find a friend or a pen pal or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. They can actually go in and learn about Indigenous culture.
Nice.
So let's say somebody from Germany joins ResFox, goes in, clicks the right buttons, and stays just within the education component of it. And there'll be a native person on the other side, let's say an Ojibwe person can now, the education can start between the German culture and the Indigenous culture. So the Ojibwe and the German can talk about whatever, talk about regalia, talk about spirituality, talk about all those different types of, you know, things that everybody kind of wants to know about each other. And it breaks down those barriers, right? Breaks down those barriers and those stereotypes and those types of things can be, you know, kind of eradicated. I mean, I think that's some of the things with E-Tribe. E-Tribe is trying to break down those barriers so that people understand each other and don't just see a person for what they think they are. You can actually have a conversation with the person, an adult conversation with the person, and understand what they really are, you know? So that's kind of the goal. Tomahawk 141, Again, that's Tomahawk. That's the radio station, online radio station. My son Spencer takes care of that. And we have four main stations. We have Tomahawk 1-for-1 Rock. We have Tomahawk 1-for-1 Light. We have Tomahawk 1-for-1 Country. And we have Tomahawk 1-for-1 Rap and Hip Hop. So we basically hit all the genres as a normal radio station would. The 1-for-1 concept, though, is kind of two-folded. It's 1-for-1, as in unity is 1-for-1, 1-for-all. And it's also 1-for-1, meaning that 1-for-1. So if you're listening to the rock station, you'll hear one rock song that's a mainstream rock song, like AC/DC. And then you'll hear an indigenous rock song, like, say, Derek Miller singing something. You know, you'll have a native, an indigenous song, and then a non-indigenous, and then an indigenous song, and a non-indigenous.
Oh.
Keeps the variety going, so keeps people familiar with what's going on, instead of just having a constant flow of indigenous music. It keeps people more... Keeps them familiar, right?
Right. Are there radio DJs? Or is this computer?
No, we don't have DJs yet. We have different shows that we're developing. We have Graham's Sunday Morning Old Country, of course. You know how much the indigenous we like our old country.
Right, right.
We have that. We have Saturday mornings, we got the blues. We got the Res Fox powwow trail information on Fridays. Before people go out to go to the powwows, they can find out which powwows in their neck of the woods. And we're adding more shows as we're going along. We're looking for people who are doing podcasts. We have one station called Tomahawk 1-for-1 Light, which is Be the Light in Your World. Right, Tomahawk on. Light. And that one is made, that radio station is made for played in like band offices, tribal offices, restaurants, waiting areas, that type of thing. And it's more of an uplifting, it has all uplifting and positive music. And then, you know, it's a kind of a nice calming.
So what is it called?
Tomahawk 1-for-1 Light.
What the $6 million question?
Uh oh,
the $6 million question. How much does it cost?
Zero. Free. Tomahawk 1-for-1.
Well, is free.
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm gonna get that tonight.
Yeah. Tomahawk 1-for-1 is free. Sir.
Right on, yeah. Brett.
Wow, when are you asking to make something on it?
Well, we got advertising and stuff like that. The regular radio type of dealio, how they put it together with advertising and stuff like that.
But anyone can access us, right?
Anyone can access. It's just an online radio station. Download the app today at your favorite app store, and listen till you're done listening, or longer.
Right on.
But it also has artist features inside of it. So indigenous artists can go in and create their own profiles. So they create their own profiles. They can go in and they can put in, they can upload some of their music. They can upload their schedules of where they're going to be playing.
Right on.
They can put up their posters, their events, where they're going to be at. All free to them.
Nice.
All free to
the artists. Nice. Brad, how can a business owner get a hold of you? And where do we go to check out all these sites?
You go to, go to your favorite app store.
Okay.
You know, download the apps. I think once you start getting into downloading one of them, right at the bottom of the app store, it'll show all of the other eTribe apps that are
right
there.
All right on. Cool.
So those are all there to find. We're online, of course, just Google or look for Tomahawk 1-for-1, look for ResFox, look for eTribe Network. We're on all the socials, you know what I mean? Pretty straightforward stuff. Go look for us at, Facebook and
Sure, sure.
Instagram and all those other social media.
How do they get a hold of Mr. Pine?
Well, I don't know, Larry. I don't know, really.
You gotta do some research. Well, we'll find you on LinkedIn. You're on LinkedIn too, right?
Yeah. We're in, like I said, all of the social medias has all our information on it. Has all of our phone numbers.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. All of the contact information is on. I'm not that elusive.
Okay. Yeah. Don't have to find you on Rez Fox.
Well, no.
Sure, sure.
Today, we're speaking with Brad Pine, Anishinaabe entrepreneur and founder of Waboose.ca and the E-Tribe Network. Today, Brad is sharing how his digital platforms are empowering Indigenous businesses and building a powerful online ecosystem for our communities. Contact Brad online at info@waboose.ca.
Can you tell us about your team? Is the development and design work done by Indigenous creators from Garden River First Nation or beyond?
Yeah, our team, our in-house team is me and my two sons, Dylan and Spencer. We do the design, we do the layout, and we do all of the research, the R&D on what we want to see to being done. That's all in-house and how we want the apps to perform and how they want to look. And, we gather all that information from grassroots people all over. Then we put it into, we have an RFP system where we just send it out and we just, whoever gives us the best deal at the time, cause things all work around budgeting. Mm-hmm. We have that set up. We try to, of course, use as many Indigenous businesses as we can. Obviously, we have a list of Indigenous graphics designers and some technical people that we draw from for some of the smaller stuff. So yeah, we try to keep it as Indigenous as we can.
Right on, close to home.
Where do you see Waboose and the E-Tribe Network in the next 5 years? Are there new apps, features, or expansions on the horizon?
Oh, there's always new features for sure. The Waboose that you're seeing today is not even going to be the Waboose you're going to be seeing in the next month or two. We have so many additions that we're slowly putting into this system. Is that it's going to be quite the elaborate travel app for people. So we're excited about that. All the other apps too, they're constantly evolving. ResFox, like I said, is totally evolving. Tomahawk will be evolving. We don't stop on our expansion and we're always looking over the horizon.
Right.
So the E-Tribe Network in 5 years, we're hoping that we're, there's 10 million, what is there? 5 million in Canada and roughly 5 million in the States, Larry, mm-hmm. Indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
So, the amount of businesses was kind of shocking when I did the research. There's over 50,000 Indigenous businesses in Canada, right? For 5 million people. There is 350,000 indigenous businesses in the United States. That's a huge number.
Oh yeah.
That's a huge number. And that's kind of where we see the problem lies, is that I'm in the business and I'm just, you know, realizing, wow, there's a lot of indigenous businesses. You go to any directory, you'll see, you know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 on in a directory somewhere of indigenous businesses. Well, there's a lot of underrepresented businesses, indigenous businesses out there that need to get this type of exposure by joining WABUS or an artist joining Tomahawk One for One and getting all their information out there. So we want to be that one-stop shop where the non-indigenous community can find all of these businesses. When I'm driving through Florida, I want to be able to push the button and find some indigenous, an indigenous gas station. Mm-hmm. I want to find a casino, and I want to find a good indigenous restaurant. Right. So that's kind of the whole evolution. And that's what we want to see in the next 5 years, is that the apps are thriving.
Yes. We're seeing a rise in digital sovereignty movements. How does your work support that concept?
We're all about digital sovereignty. Mm-hmm. I think we should be, you know, these are big questions, and you know, I want to be cynical and say the train has already left, but I also want to say that, you know, we have the ability within ourselves to, you know, stop some of the you want to call it abuse or whatever it is for our culture and mm-hmm. those types of things. I think the opportunity is there. I mean, with the advent, the development of AI that's starting to come through, you know, so things are going to start happening a lot faster. So I'm hoping that we can get it together and you know, try to keep our focus on our cultural stuff. So and protection.
Yeah.
Brad, it's been a pleasure to have you on today and learn all about your creations and your vision. Great work. I love it. Definitely a path I want to travel. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep us posted on any new developments.
Thank you for stopping by, Brad.
Thanks a lot, Gary. I'll talk to you later.
Yes. Keep us posted. Sir. Yep.
Right on, man.
I'm Larry Kay. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and thank you for tuning in to Indigenous in the News and supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Indigenous in the News has been produced by me. Our engineer is Paul Salvatore. Our theme music is composed by Lenny Long. Today's show has been recorded at the Two Buffalo Studios in Bradenton, Florida. If you'd like to support our program, you can stop by to donate on our homepage at indigenousinthenews.org. You can also find all of our past shows now on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Music today was from Latin Vibe. Until next time, from all of us here at Indigenous in the News, have yourself a great week and safe journeys. Indigenous in the News is a production of Indigenous in Music and Arts.